But he shipped me off before. A Thesprotian cutter chanced to be heading for Dulichion, rich in wheat, so he told the crew to take me to the King Acastus, treat me kindly too. But it pleased them more to scheme foul play against me, sink me into the very depths of pain. As soon as the ship was far off land, scudding in mid-sea, they sprang their trap, my day of slavery then and there. They stripped from my back the shirt and cloak I wore, decked me out in a new suit of clothes, all rags, ripped and filthy, the rags you see right now. But then, once they'd gained the fields of Ithaca, still clear in the evening light, they lashed me fast to the rowing benches, twisting a cable round me. All hands went ashore and rushed to catch their supper on the beach. But the gods themselves unhitched my knots at once, with the gods' own ease. I wrapped my head in rags, slid down the gangplank, polished smooth, slipped my body into the water, not a splash, chest high, then quick, launched up with both my arms and swam away, out of the surf in no time, clear of the crew. I clambered upland into a flowery, fragrant brush, and crouched there, huddling low. They raised a hue and cry, wildly beat the bushes, but when it seemed no use to pursue the hunt, back they trudged again and boarded their empty ship. The gods hid me themselves, it's light work for them, and brought me here, the homestead of a man who knows the world, so it seems to be my lot that I'll live on. And you replied, Eumaeus, loyal swineherd, so much misery, friend, you've moved my heart deeply with your long tale, such blows, such roving. But one part's off the mark, I know. You'll never persuade me what you say about Odysseus. A man in your condition, who are you, I ask you, to lie for no good reason? Well, I know the truth of my good lord's return, how the gods detested him with a vengeance, never letting him go under fighting Trojans or die in the arms of loved ones once he'd wound down the long coil of war. Then all united Achaea would have raised his tomb, and he'd have won his son great fame for years to come, but now the whirlwinds have ripped him away, no fame for him. And I live here, cut off from the world with all my pigs. I never go into town unless perhaps wise Penelope calls me back, when news drops in from nowhere. There they crowd the messenger, cross-examine him, heartsick for their long-lost lord, or all too glad to eat him out of house and home scot-free. But I've no love for all that probing, prying. Not since some Aetolian fooled me with his yarn. He'd killed a man, wandered over the face of the earth, stumbled onto my hut, and I received him warmly. He told me he'd seen Odysseus, lodged with King Idomeneus down in Crete, refitting his ships hard hit by the gales. But he'd be home, he said, by summer or harvest time, his hulls freighted with treasure, manned by fighting crews. So you, old misery, seeing a god has led you here to me, don't try to charm me now, don't spellbind me with lies. Never for that will I respect you, treat you kindly. No, it's my fear of Zeus, the god of guests, and because I pity you. Good God, the crafty man pressed on, what a dark, suspicious heart you have inside you. Not even my oath can win you over, make you see the light. Come, strike a bargain. All the gods of Olympus witness now our pact. If your master returns here to your house, dress me in shirt and cloak, and send me off to Dulichion at once, the place I long to be. But if your master doesn't return as I predict, set your men on me, fling me off some rocky crag, so the next beggar here may just think twice before he peddles lies. Surely, friend, the swineherd shook his head, and just think of the praise and fame I'd win among mankind, now and for all time to come. If first I took you under my roof, I treated you kindly as my guest, then cut you down, and robbed you of your life, how keen I'd be to say my prayers to Zeus. But it's high time for a meal. I hope the men will come home any moment so we can fix a tasty supper in the lodge. As host and guest confided back and forth, the herdsmen came in, driving their hogs up close, penning sows in their proper sties for the night, squealing for all their worth, shut inside their yard, and the good swineherd shouted to his men, "Bring in your fattest hog! I'll slaughter it for our guests from far abroad. We'll savour it ourselves. All too long we've sweated over these white-tusked boars, our wretched labour, while others wolf."